And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
The Lakers have lost three in a row. Is it time to worry? The team LA is chasing. The Utah Jazz set a new team record, but that was after the Charlotte Hornets really pissed them off. God, I love that game. Let's get into it. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Tuesday, February 23rd. The first thing you need to know is that the world is not collapsing for the Lakers. Yes, the champs have lost three in a row after losing to the Wizards at home, and they have some problems with the bottom-dwelling teams in the NBA. But that's better than having problems with the best teams in the NBA. LeBron's Lakers are going to play down to their competition at times. They need things to motivate them. That's why they're a far better road team than they are a home team. And even more importantly than that, they're a top-heavy team that doesn't have their top right now. Anthony Davis is out. He's missed this entire three-game losing streak. And Dennis Schroeder, their third best scorer, is also out, and he won't be there when the Lakers face the Utah Jazz on Wednesday night, which stinks. If you want to nitpick about something with the Lakers, it's that they were up 17 in the third quarter, and then they just shot three after three after three after three. They missed 12 straight threes between the third and fourth quarter when they should have been going to the hole, to the free throw line, especially with their old mate, old Laker Mo Wagner starting in the middle for the Wizards. They should have been going down there. But LeBron James, 31 points and 13 assists, isn't getting old. It's not an issue. That's not the problem. Yeah, he missed a free throw at the end of the game. It would be nice if he had a better free throw percentage. It went into overtime because he missed that free throw when Westbrook had a really good period. Great shot selection from him. He ended with 32 points, 14 boards, and 9 assists. He says he's healthy. And if you listen to this show, you'd know that his second half of the season is probably going to be better than his first if his season mimics anything like it was last year for the Houston Rockets when he went to the All-Star game. And just some great experiences for the Wizards youngsters in this game as well. Rui Hachimura got to guard the best player in the world for the entire game, guarding LeBron. That was awesome to see. Russell Westbrook, according to Fred Katz, told Rui, hey, you got to guard 1 through 5. And now he is taking defense a little bit more seriously. Denny Avdija, their rookie draft pick, he hit a big shot under a minute left. The Wiz have now won 5 straight games, their longest winning streak in 3 years. They're at 11-17, and they're only 2 games back of the 8 seed. And they've got more games left than anyone in the Eastern Conference because of how their COVID postponements have worked out thus far. Little note for the Lakers, they released Quinn Cook. The 2-time NBA champ is likely to be replaced by a big man. DeMarcus Cousins is rumored to be going to the Lakers because he's on the outs with the Houston Rockets, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic. But there's also another big man who's in a very similar situation to DeMarcus Cousins with the Rockets, but with the Kings. Hassan Whiteside is a backup big there, might be on the outs with a young and upcoming team that's looking to move on from Hassan Whiteside, according to the LA Times, Brad Turner and Dan Wojcicki. The Lakers are interested in Hassan Whiteside. And it makes sense that the Lakers want a backup big. They never really replaced Dwight Howard in the offseason. Montrezl Harrell is their backup center, although you know he's more of a power forward. He couldn't play in overtime against the Washington Wizards, even though he had a season-high 26 points. He's just a little bit undersized. So for some matchups, they need a biggie like Cousy or Whitesidey. Moving on, the Hornets versus the Utah Jazz. For my money, this was the game of the night. And with my money, I could have probably got into this game. There were fans in the stands. There were 3,900 of them. Although it sounded like Utah's old stadium pumping sound. And that's probably what was happening. They're piping in music and piping in sound. And I'm extremely gullible. Anyways, the Hornets were just feeling themselves. Everyone on that team can pass and shoot. This was a great game. And they make other teams angry. when LaMelo Ball scored and did the you're too small gesture toward Mike Conley, oh, it riled up the Jazz commentators. Listen.
Right here, the bucket. Nice play. But, all right, young fella. Better watch yourself. It's a long game.
Yeah, no rookie can do that to a 14-year vet. I'm sorry.
Gotta love it. When Ball shot his floaters, Craig Bowlerjack and Thurl Bailey were calling his shot technique awkward. I believe the word you're looking for is unique. Although they softened on Ball and his 21 points as the game went on. Gotta love Ball going after it. And Gordon Hayward is fun to watch against his old team. He went into Utah, was looking like his old stop on a dime in the lane, spinny self. He had 21 points, but he left this game with an apparent wrist injury in the fourth quarter. Hopefully he's all right. The Utah Jazz were all right. They solved the Hornets in the second half. Charlotte was taking away the middle and Rudy Gobert, so he didn't have much of an offensive game. Then the Jazz just decided, you're going to play into our hands like that? We're just going to bomb away threes. And they hit a franchise record, 28 of them, which is one off the NBA record set by the Bucks earlier this year. The Jazz set an NBA record in this one with 19 threes off the bench. George Niang and Joe Ingles had 7 each. Career highs for both of them. They didn't score another point, either of them. Clarkson had 5 off the bench. How are you going to lose when you've got 19 threes off the bench? 7 from Niang, 7 from Ingles, and 5 from Clarkson. The Jazz stretched their lead atop the West to 3.5 games on both the Clippers and the Lakers. One, though, rookie of the year race, I have been bigging up Anthony Edwards, the number one pick out of Minnesota. LaMelo Ball, definitely still the rookie of the year favorite. The Charlotte Hornets, definitely the NBA favorite as being the most fun team in the league. Moving on to Portland and Phoenix, one of the most fun teams in the league is the Suns, especially because of Devin Booker. This guy against the Blazers, it was some classic big shooting guard stuff. Taking small defenders in the post like Damian Lillard, showing all his handles and pull-ups to Gary Trent Jr., going by bigger guys like Derrick Jones Jr. and Robert Covington. Everyone that was not a center guarded Devin Booker, but he could not be stopped. It was a perfect night. 34 points, 12 of 17 shooting, 8 free throws. Okay, I guess it's not perfect because he missed shots, but all in all, watching this guy play was perfect. And they needed Booker to be that good because Chris Paul, his backcourt mate, only had 2 points in this one. When the All-Star reserves are announced on Tuesday, who the heck is going to get that All-Star appearance from the Suns? They are both deserving, but it's unlikely both are going to make it. Just give them half an All-Star appearance each. Krevin Bukal. Yeah. It's half. They're a well-rounded team that is now 20-10. They're going to make the playoffs for the first time since 2010 when Steve Nash was taking this team to the Western Conference Finals. Going to wrap up the other few games for you. Memphis visited Dallas. No Kristaps Porzingis in this one. The Mavs big man had a little bit of back tightness. And as my man Kelly Dwyer pointed out, no wonder Dallas's defense played a little bit tighter against Memphis. Brutal, Kelly Dwyer, but probably some truth to that. The Mavs won in a game that wasn't all that close. They hadn't played in a week due to game cancellation, so I'm sure they were just happy to get back on the court. The Bulls destroyed the Rockets, who have now lost 8 straight. They don't have Christian Wood or Victor Oladipo in the lineup. And I'll say it one last time. Zach LaVine better be named an All-Star reserved tonight. Give the fans one last dunk contest, Zach. He's definitely not going in it if he's not named an All-Star. Last game, the Heat got a nice, well-rounded win over OKC, looking a little like the bubble Heat. But I give all the credit to Kelly Olynyk's shoes. He was wearing his old Team Canada 2010 red Nike Hyperfuses when he was on the national team, as Nick DiPaola pointed out. Those are some beauties! Thanks for joining me today. I'll be back on Wednesday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Some All-Star Reserves talk in there, I'm sure. Make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode today here on Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.